The state of Alaska may sue the manufacturer of the engines in the fast ferries Fairweather and Chenega. Since the Fairweather was deployed in 2005, the ship has been plagued with engine problems that often take it out of service for long periods of time. To some extent, the Chenega has had similar engine problems. Assistant Attorney General Jim Cantor told a meeting of the House and Senate Transportation Committee last week that negotiations with the German manufacturer are still underway, but hope for a settlement is dwindling.
We have been negotiating with the manufacturers of the engines in the shipyard for quite some time, and they have attempted some repairs. But I think there's a very, very high likelihood that we will soon be filing suit in order to beat statute of limitations deadlines.
Cantor would not say when that deadline is.
We're hopeful, but we've been hopeful for a long time, and it may end up in litigation soon.
The Marine Transportation Advisory Board has asked the Parnell administration to replace the engines of both ships. Meanwhile, MTAB member Robert Venable told the Transportation Committee that the first ferries are an integral part of current and future marine highway operations.
We've seen where the speed has been able to overcome the challenges of distance, particularly in Sitka, where you can get there with the fast vehicle ferry and back in a day. You just have the one crew, the same situation in Prince William Sound.
He says ridership is high on both the Chenega and the Fairweather. The MTAB is asking for additional funding so the Fairweather can operate 7 days a week in the Panhandle beginning in May.